I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-dum. Ooh, and I could be home by now. Locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now. Feet up, cross legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Ooh, let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you. Dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you. Acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always been left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Gotta stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime I'm on my phone.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, we'll be presenting you the latest news from Indonesia and also followed by commentary and some other interesting programs taking you closer to Indonesia, such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, or shortwave frequencies 3325 and 4755 kHz. To begin our program, let's listen to the news. Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesia commits to protecting personal data as digital trade with the United States continues to grow. Indonesian Vice President Gibran warns of greenflation risk as Indonesia advances clean energy transition. I'm Rahma. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to safeguarding the personal data of its citizens, even as digital trade cooperation with the United States continues to deepen. Here is the full report from VOI reporter Dora Pardede.
At a press conference in Jakarta on Thursday, Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto addressed growing public concern over the data transfer clause included in the Indonesia-US joint statement released on July 22. Erlangga clarified that there will be no unrestricted exchange of personal data between the two countries. Instead, the cooperation highlights the need for a clear and secure legal framework.
Kesepakatan Indonesia dan Amerika adalah membuat protokol untuk itu.
The agreement between Indonesia and United States is to establish a protocol for that. The final objective is to ensure a legal foundation that is legitimate, secure, and measurable for the governance of cross-border personal data flows. This will serve as a strong legal basis for the protection of Indonesian citizens' personal data, especially when accessing cross-border services.
Erlangga also emphasized that all data governance will continue to refer to the personal data protection law. He assured that any cross-border data flow will be conducted with a secure and trusted framework. Currently, at least 12 U.S.-based companies have established data center in Indonesia, all of which are operating under national regulation. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Vice President Gibran warns of the risk of greenflation as Indonesia moves toward clean energy. Still from Dora Pardede with the report.
As the world faces the growing impact of climate change, Indonesia is taking real steps to be part of the solution. At the Green Impact Festival 2025 in Jakarta on Thursday evening, Vice President Gibran Rakabuming Raka said the government is serious about environmental issues. He explained that many national programs now focus on balancing economic growth, social well-being, and environmental sustainability. But behind the push for green energy, Gibran reminded the public of a new challenge, that is greenflation, which means inflation caused by an uncontrolled shift to clean energy. He stressed that the transition must not hurt small communities or local industries.
Terjadi yang namanya inflasi karena transisi.
We are seeing inflation caused by a hasty transition to green energy. That's why we must be cautious moving forward. We cannot let the general public, especially low-income communities and small industries, suffer from these impacts.
Gibran also highlighted the importance of using Indonesia's natural resources for clean energy. He mentioned bioenergy as a key focus, with great potential from palm oil, seaweed, and other local commodities. This transition is not just about new technology, it's about long-term sustainability that includes everyone. For Indonesia, building a green future must be done carefully. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
The ongoing tension between Thailand and Cambodia has drawn Indonesia's attention as a fellow ASEAN member. While expressing concern, the Indonesian government remains optimistic that two nations can resolve their differences peacefully. Andy Ramdoni has the story.
The Indonesian government has voiced its concern over recent tensions at the Thailand-Cambodia border. However, it believes both countries as ASEAN members will uphold regional principles and find a peaceful resolution. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Rolian Shah Sumirat made the statement in Jakarta on Friday.
Pemerintah Indonesia mengikuti secara seksama perkembangan di perbatasan.
The Indonesian government is closely monitoring developments at the Thailand-Cambodia border. I am confident that as neighboring countries, the two nations will return to peaceful means to resolve their differences. This is in line with the principles reflected in the ASEAN Charter and the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation, which promote friendship and cooperation among ASEAN member states. Indonesia is also monitoring the safety of its citizens living in the affected areas. According to Rolian Shah, so far there have been no reports of Indonesian nationals impacted by the situation, based on communication with the embassies in both countries. He urged Indonesians in Cambodia and Thailand to stay informed through official channels, including local authorities and the Indonesian Foreign Ministry's verified websites and social media. Meanwhile, Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono has also initiated communication with his Malaysian counterpart as Malaysia currently chairs ASEAN. The goal to coordinate ASEAN's role in facilitating dialogue and maintaining regional stability. Andy Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia officially inaugurates the Hospital of Alauddin State Islamic University, combining modern healthcare services with spiritual and local cultural values. Ofra Regina has the report.
On Thursday morning in Makassar, South Sulawesi, Indonesia took an important step forward in the development of education and healthcare services. The Ministry of Religious Affairs officially inaugurated the Hospital of Alauddin State Islamic University as the first hospital built directly under the ministry's authority. This nine-story building with more than 200 rooms stands in a strategic location connecting the northern and southern parts of Makassar. The hospital symbolizes the integration of religious values, scientific knowledge, and public service in healthcare. Minister of Religious Affairs Nasruddin emphasized that this hospital is more than just a medical facility. It is a milestone and a model for other hospitals to be developed by the Ministry of Religious Affairs. Its establishment also aligns with the development of the medical faculty at Alauddin State Islamic University.
This hospital we are preparing to become one of the best hospitals in South Sulawesi. It is the first hospital owned by the Ministry of Religious Affairs, so we aim to make it a model hospital for all hospitals to be built by the ministry. This is alongside the establishment of the medical faculty within the Islamic University.
More than just a physical building, this hospital is expected to serve as a model of integration between modern medicine and local cultural and spiritual values. Its presence will also support the development of the Faculty of Medicine at Alauddin State Islamic University, aiming to train future medical professionals who excel academically as well as uphold ethics and humanitarian values. This initiative underlines the Ministry of Religious Affairs' commitment to developing holistic healthcare services that blend science, culture, and spirituality for the welfare of the Indonesian people. Ofra Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs launches the SisterNet program to empower over 1.2 million Indonesian women in digital literacy. Desi Anugranov reports.
On Thursday, Minister of Communication and Digital Mutia Hafid announced the Indonesian government's commitment to boost women's roles as future digital leaders through the SisterNet program in partnership with limited company XL Smart Telecom Sejahtera. Mutia said that amid rapid digital technology growth, it's important to slow down and pause to truly understand every change.
Ketika kita berhadapan dengan sesuatu yang...
When we face something as fast as digital technology, we should not forget to walk slow or to take a pause. We must always balance and make sure we understand every development, especially in digital technology. We hope SisterNet comes with a clear mission to amplify digital literacy for over 1.2 million women in Indonesia.
The SisterNet program over digital literacy modules, education on preventing online violence, and learning communities accessible via the ministry's learning management system platform. This initiative also supports the government's goal to train 9 million digital talents by 2030, focusing on vulnerable groups including women. Desi Anugrano, Voice of Indonesia.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Many students at Bogor's People Junior High School in West Java, Indonesia, find comfort in a simple but vital daily meal, as the Ministry of Social Affairs supports education and nutrition for underprivileged children. Ofra Regina has the story.
On Thursday, Minister of Social Affairs Saifullah Yusuf visited People's Junior High School 10th Bogor, located within the Intensueno Integrated Center in Bogor Regency, West Java. The school is part of a government program aimed at providing education for children from low-income families. During his visit, the minister witnessed students eating together. For many of these children who come from families struggling to meet basic needs, having three nutritious meals a day is not a given. The People's School program is designed to meet these critical needs, not only offering education and dormitories, but also ensuring daily meals.
Many of the children cried because they remembered their parents. As you heard earlier, the reason they cried is because at home, they may not even get to eat twice a day, sometimes only once. Alhamdulillah, here they can eat three times a day with two snacks. They were touched and thought of their parents.
The minister also acknowledged challenges such as limited numbers of dormitory supervisors and health aid, but assured that these gaps will be filled gradually through ongoing evaluations. The People's School Program is a collaborative effort between the Ministry of Social Affairs, local social service offices, and regional governments. Its goal is to provide free education, boarding, meals, and social support to children in need. Currently, People's Junior High School in Bogor accommodates 100 students from underprivileged families, offering them education and basic necessities at no cost. Ova Regina, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia welcomes the launch of the 1 million scholarships movement to support equal education opportunities for all young people. Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
In Jakarta on Thursday, Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Cultural Affairs Pratikno expressed strong support for the 1 million scholarships movement launched by his ministry in collaboration with the Indonesian Scholarship Network Association. This initiative aligns with the government's priority programs under the FAST-based results program launched in May 2025, which aims to accelerate equal quality education across Indonesia and realize the vision of Indonesia Emas 2045. Pratikno emphasized that human resources remain the government's top priority. He believes the scholarship movement will provide equal opportunities for Indonesia's youth to access education that meets minimum standards while also supporting gifted and talented students to reach their full potential.
Dengan harapan kita bisa memberikan kesempatan.
So our hope is to provide equal opportunities for all Indonesian citizens to access education that meets minimum standards and also to facilitate the gifted and talented to develop themselves. At the same event, the honorary board chair of the Indonesian Scholarship Network Association, Tantowi Yahya, added that the movement is a vital step to speed up the achievement of Indonesia Emas 2045. The 1 million scholarships movement is a national collaborative initiative aimed at offering 1 million scholarships to Indonesians and expanding inclusive and sustainable access to education for all. This movement involves various scholarship institutions from both domestic and international sources, targeting underprivileged, talented, and high-achieving individuals, both academically and non-academically. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, next we present Voice of Indonesia's commentary titled ASEAN Diplomacy Tested on the Thailand-Cambodia Border, read by Anna Trijayakasi.
Today's commentary is on ASEAN Diplomacy Tested on the Thailand-Cambodia Border. The renewed tensions on the Thailand-Cambodia border are not merely a local issue. They are a test of ASEAN solidity as a regional community that upholds peaceful resolution and regional stability. Indonesia expressed concern but remains optimistic that the two fellow ASEAN member states can resolve their differences peacefully. This statement is not only a token of concern, but also a moral encouragement to ensure that the ASEAN Charter and the Treaty of Amity and Cooperation of Southeast Asia truly serve as concrete references, not merely symbols. The Treaty of Amity and Cooperation is an agreement among ASEAN members that emphasizes the peaceful resolution of regional disputes and cooperation within the region to achieve peace, good relations, and friendship among Southeast Asian nations in accordance with the United Nations Charter. Indonesia also demonstrated a concrete role as a mediator. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs is actively communicating with the current ASEAN chair and other member states, emphasizing the importance of collective diplomacy in preventing an escalation of tensions. Meanwhile, concern for the safety of Indonesian citizens in the affected region also emphasizes that diplomacy goes beyond the negotiating table and addresses real human interest. ASEAN, as an ethnically, politically, and culturally diverse region, needs more cooperation based on trust and commitment to peace. In this context, Indonesia's actions should serve as an example that, amidst conflict, the voice of reason and the spirit of dialogue must remain paramount. That was commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Rasa beriman, tentukan masa yang akan datang. To live and breathe the change we seek.
truly believe I have to credit for eternal. Man, I can't keep that ball loose. You live in a moment, but like you will see. Messy for me, can't see from me. Two seas, but I'm watching it, but I see it now.
Apabila semua tinggal cerita dan kisah, kenangan alam indah. Like this song, rekaman ekspresi gelisah. Tapi cobalah cek realita.
We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan. We're a part of this problem. We need each and everyone. Tapi kepemimpinan di atas yang bisa mewujudkan.
To protect our children, let us pray.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. That's quote of the day.
Jangan lupa kau meminta lebih. Kau tak mungkin mencintai.
every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, April 20th, the city government of Depok, West Java, and the people of Depok held the Lebaran Kukusan tradition. It is called Lebaran Kukusan because the Eid tradition is carried out in Kukusan Village, Beji Sub-District, Depok City. It is different from the Eid tradition in various regions, which is held on Eid Syawal. Lebaran Kukusan in Depok was held on 10th Syawal 1445 Hijriah. According to the mayor of Depok, who is often called Kiai Idris, Eid Kukusan is a tradition that elevates the culture of the past. Apart from that, Lebaran Kukusan is an effort to maintain simple traditions in ancient society, one of which is the tradition of eating together. Listener, the Lebaran Kukusan activities were created from ideas from community leaders, RT and RW heads, youths, and Depok residents. This Eid activity was held as an effort to reminisce about the Eid atmosphere in the past, particularly among the Betawi people. Lebaran Kukusan was created by exchanging food, which was preceded by a chain parade. Nostalgia is getting thicker with the costumes worn by the participants. The male participants wore traditional Betawi clothing, namely pangsi. Meanwhile, the women wore kebaya while carrying baskets containing rice and side dishes to eat together. The rantang tradition is a tradition of the Betawi people during Eid, in which the Betawi people will go around to the homes of family and relatives carrying basket containers filled with various specially prepared foods such as dodol, tape uli, rengginang, and rendangan. Listener, on Lebaran Kukusan this year, Kukusan residents held a parade carrying baskets filled with food. Then the food is eaten together with other residents. Residents also brought pile of ketupat-like mountains and held fashion show. Apart from that, residents also held hamper-making competitions, Volume 2 ketupat weaving competitions. Eid Kukusan becomes even more lively when the coin and candy sale started. There were also art performances held to enliven the event, as well as bazaar involving Kukusan, micro, small, and medium enterprises. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition. See you tomorrow with our another interesting topic. Bye-bye.
Which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025, is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector. And then food and beverage accommodation, this is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 in 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang.
Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song popularized by Bruri Marantika was released in 1999. The song created by Arianto tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Darimu, ku to the world.
Roni Parulian, kau selalu di hati, or you're always in my heart. And hopefully Voice of Indonesia is always in your heart and will always be. But unfortunately, now it's time for me to sign up from the English program from Voice of Indonesia. We'll be back tomorrow with the other 12-hour live program of English show on voinews.id and RRI Digital, and also shortwave frequencies special at 5 p.m. Western Indonesia time, shortwave frequency at 3325 and 4755 kilohertz. I'm Rahma signing out along with today's crew. Thank you for joining us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Baru putus, baru saja putus, tak perlu engkau bingung. Lebih baik kita terus maju, gapai mimpi yang baru. Punya pacar harus lebih keren, tapi keren gak cukup. Yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati, harus hati-hati kalau masalah hati. Oh, oh. Jangan sampai mengulang cerita salah pilih kekasih. Cukup. Yang paling penting kita harus bahagia.